Well, Sam, for you it's been quite the week, hasn't it? And another great day today for Barnsley.
Yeah, fantastic. I thought the performance from the boys today was excellent. You know, it could have easily gone into our shells a little bit conceding so early, but we didn't. We stuck at it. We knew our game plan and what we wanted to do. And it prevailed in the end, and it was a fantastic performance, fantastic 3 points, and a great day all round.
And how important was it just to keep calm? Because 35 seconds in, all of a sudden you're a goal down, or about that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you see it happen so often, you know, goals come in so quick in games because teams aren't switched on or whatever. And, you know, we just knew we had to stick to what we wanted to do. And thankfully, it came good in the end. And we had faith from even going 1-0 in at half-time. We knew, and the gaffer knew, that if we stuck to what we were good at, we'd come away with the 3 points. And in the second half, I think we put on a real show for our fans today. And, you know, that was the main thing, to send them home happy as well.
Because I suspect there'll have been one or two thinking it could be one of those days today when Pickford's pulled out three or four excellent saves to stop you, Berry, Hourihan.
Yeah, I was going to say, he started off, we had some good chances in the first half. I mean, he tipped mine onto the bar and saved another header of mine, and then he made a great save from Luke as well. And, you know, you can kind of get drawn into feeling that it's not going to be a day, but that wasn't us today, and our attitude was fantastic, and we just kept going and kept pursuing, and we got the rewards in the end.
And what about you? I mean, Danny Wilson has spoken about not just you, but all of the forwards grasping the metal, if you like, and that gauntlet being laid down, etc., etc. Well, you above anybody else seems to have taken that on board. Would you agree?
To a degree, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't think my attitude's changed anything by hearing what the gaffer said in the press. I mean, I approach football that it's a blessing, and that every day I want to work as hard as I can and achieve everything that I can achieve. And, you know, I've stuck at it, and I had a bit of a tough start, but I'm starting to, you know, really enjoy my football and find my confidence, and hopefully we can have a lot more days like this for the rest of the season.
Is this perhaps evidence then that you are finding your feet at this level and settling into how Barnsley want to play?
Possibly, definitely with the second point you've just made there. You know, it took a while for I think everyone in the team to find the way we wanted to play and the style that we wanted to approach this league with. And I think today's, you know, and especially the second half against Oldham as well, is evidence that we are starting to find that style, and we're starting to, you know, make it into our putting our games onto the other teams. And you know, today's evidence of that as well. So, you know, it's just an all-round good day, and I think there's a lot of positives to take from it.
And I think we perhaps saw as a partnership, I mean, you were obviously there mainly to try and to start things off with the work rate. When you've got a foil as fast as Cole, it really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, he can shift. He can shift, Coley. And he put in a fantastic shift up front with me today. And, you know, he's finding and learning each other's games as strikers. You do need to find that cohesion together. And me and Coley, to be fair, have done really well today in terms of our work rate and in the quality when the ball was played up to us. I think we held it up well. And, you know, we'll hopefully, if the gaffer chooses us again next week, we'll do exactly the same. And that's the attitude we'll have going into the game.
Well, you two as the young guns are keeping out the old stager in Leroy Leiter.
Yeah, you know, Leroy's probably finds himself a little bit unfortunate because he come in and scored goals, but that's the reality of football in a way, that you just got to, when you've got the shirt and when you've given your chance, you've got to hold on to it. And I think me and Coley have definitely given ourselves the best possible chance to hold on to that starting place.
The wider picture for Barnsley is two good wins in a week now in the league, first time consecutive wins this season in the league. Do you feel as though things are starting to come together now?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean the atmosphere, especially after the Swindon game, was obviously it was down. We weren't happy with where we were in the league. We weren't happy with our performances, and we knew that we had to turn things around. And to be fair, in this last week, we've gone to Rochdale, which wasn't an easy place to go. Got 3 points there. We've in essence took a 2-2 draw at Oldham, and we've got another 3 points here today, and probably the best performance of the three here today in front of our fans. And, you know, we're really pleased with how things are going this week, and we just want to build on it and hopefully creep up the table.